B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. We are so glad you decided to come in.
Hey, how's it going?
The weather's warm.
Hello.
And
I wish I had a mint.
You always have mint.
I don't have it today.
Anyway, we were talking on the show this morning, and we said we would continue the discussion about how I dated married women, unmarried women with kids.
Mm-hmm. You did, yes.
For some reason, I was attracted to women when I was younger who had kids. And I wonder if psychologically, I've never studied this in therapy, I wonder if psychologically I liked the family element because I had moved away from my family and I was basically living by myself in these cities, Little Rock, Tucson, Sacramento.
Oh, what?
Like maybe I was trying to insert myself into a family environment.
Oh.
For birthday parties
maybe.
And like movie nights and things like that.
Maybe. I posed the question, did you go after these families because they were easy?
Easy
for you.
No, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for me. For some reason, I would meet someone and I was attracted to them. And then they would say, I can't go out tomorrow night. I got my kids. And I'd be like, oh, married? No, divorced. But it's just my kids. I have my kids this weekend. And that wouldn't stop me.
You'd be like, cool.
I'd be like, cool, let's go out another night. That's kind of what it was. For some reason, I was attracted to women with kids. And I think it was because I was attracted to the fact that she could be a mom in the streets and a freak in the sheets. There was something I liked about that, Loren, and I don't know why.
Okay.
You have mommy issues.
That's what I was.
I don't, though.
But that when you were saying you were looking for a family to insert yourself into, I was like,
I'm guessing.
Are
that,
you looking
though.
For a mom? Like,
no,
are you
I wasn't.
For
is this
going to
be our second episode where I play therapist? And
no,
ask
no, no,
you
no. Because we're not going to spend that much time.
Talk to you and like, do you talk to your wife in a baby
she
voice?
She doesn't call me daddy
do
or anything.
You
no
role play.
No, not that way. I'm telling you, I'm just thinking to myself, maybe because the guy that I did radio with in Little Rock, Tucson, and Sacramento was married with a kid, and I hung out with them a lot, and then my other co-host normally were doing their own thing, and then I just maybe attached myself to like a family because I wanted to be able to go and do fun things. That I don't know. Maybe it was easy, like you said.
Or were you just the douchebag 25-year-old who wanted to say banged a mom?
Yeah, that's probably something to that, too. I think it all adds up.
Could it be that simple?
It all adds up.
I was going to wonder, is it easier, like, does a mom have a hard time finding someone? And so since you find a willing participant, you'll screw anything.
That's not true. I have standards. I do. I screwed above my
We're
standards.
We're talking about single fucking moms here.
I know. But I'm telling you, even the women I didn't date that didn't have kids, like I always dated above my level. I know that for sure.
You never been with anyone uglier.
Oh, I have, but I've been lucky to be with the majority of the people that were better looking than I was.
What do they call that? When you slum it, hogging.
Yeah, a lot of women hogged with me, for sure. I had sex with this one girl. When I moved from New Jersey to Little Rock, I had sex with this one girl multiple times. We dated for a while, and her kid was on the bed while we did it.
Oh, my God.
He was two.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The kids were sleeping?
Yeah, the kid was sleeping. So proudly. Like, the shit-eating grin on your face right now.
I'm like 24.
And you thought I was cool?
I'm still young. I'm like, hell. I'm like, I don't care how I get it. I'm a raging hormone.
Did you think it was cool that the kid was there?
I didn't give a shit. I acted like the kid wasn't there.
My kids were in another room and like yelling at each other, and I just lose the urge.
No kidding. Now we talk about that. You and I, married. It's impossible to have sex in the house with kids there.
I can't focus. If I hear them fighting, because I'm like, they're going to kill each other, and I'm going to be in here having sex.
24-year-old Manny, who, again, this woman, this girl was very, very hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, she had won the Hawaiian Tropic contest or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, sure, let's go.
Mm.
And it was at her house, and I don't know why, but the kid was in there sleeping on the bed, and I'm like, oh, we're just doing this. And she just, like, put the pillow next to him and laid down, and I was like, I'm in. In more ways than one. But enough about me. Let's talk about you guys and your young sexcapades. Who was the first person you messed around with? Who was the first person you slept with? What was his name?
I don't want to say his name. It was
first
my high
name.
School boyfriend. No, I'm not going to say his name.
How old?
Initials.
I don't care
no,
if you don't want to say his name.
It's too easy if I give initials.
DJ.
It's too easy if I give initials.
Come on. How old?
I don't. I don't know. I'm trying to think when he moved away.
And everybody
then that
remembers
would give
their
me
first.
A base of how old I was. Oh, I know who it was.
Were you in high school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm trying to gauge how old I was.
Okay. 15, 16, 17?
16, maybe.
16. Okay, that's
maybe
fine. 16. That's
I
about
think
the,
I was 15 yeah. when yeah. I...
heterosexual experience?
Yes.
Wow. So your first sexual experience was
with a woman.
A heterosexual experience.
Yeah. With a woman. And I just touched her. I didn't do anything else.
Like giving her a breast exam or something.
I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then I guess my second time, because I mean, this stuff counts, right? That's still sex, right?
It's still, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is because, like, I can't blow myself, so.
Okay.
You know? So
hell of a rap party so far.
All right.
it's just not possible, right. So I guess it is still considered. And then the second time was at 16, and it was with another girl.
And what was your first guy experience? Is that going to be in your book? You don't want to say?
My first guy experience was 17. I was a freshman in college.
Look at this guy climbing the ladder.
Yeah. Wait, you were a freshman in college and you were 17?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was this in the dean's room?
No, but it was with that guy that was in the dean's room.
Yeah.
But the first time was, do you want to know about the first time?
Yeah, I want to know about the first time.
It's the gayest story ever.
That's what we're going to title today's rap party, the gayest story ever.
We were wrestling.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like
so I've wrestled my friend before. Yeah. Let's see where the homosexual relationship takes a turn from the heterosexual relationship.
That sounds like a weird porno.
This is exactly what I thought it would be.
Come here, you. I'm going to body slam you.
So I'm wrestling with this guy, and we're in the floor, and we keep wrestling, and we're, you know, whatever. My hand while we're wrestling hit something, and I'm like, oh, are you wearing a belt? Because I felt something hard. I thought maybe I hit like a belt buckle. And he said no. And then I looked down to see like what I hit, and I saw that he had a hard on.
Some belt buckle.
And then I put my hand on it. But
you were already attracted to him.
Yeah. Well, I was gay for a long time. I was just.
Well, I know that, but you were attracted to this
down.
Particular guy. You weren't wrestling.
But you knew it at that point. You weren't like still questioning it, or you knew?
I was probably in the denial stage of like, this is wrong, and
you know, that whole weird thing.
But I was attracted to the guy.
Way to get the guy hard. Good for you.
While we were wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he was attracted to me.
He was into it too.
And then we, you know... Gay stuff.
So I watch similar porn.
Yeah, that's what I said. It sounds
like similar porn, but mine are two girls. And that turns me on way more. Yeah. I don't know why, but
it's just my first time sounds like the beginning of a porno. We were just two friends casually wrestling.
Yes, I've done that too. And then I felt his heart on. Okay, that's where we stopped there.
That was my first time. So that was like 17.
Any of our rap parties ever safe for work?
No.
This is stuff we can't talk about on the radio.
No, we can't do it.
And I would hate for my fiance to hear that story. I don't know why. I just, ugh.
You want it to be more romantic for the first time.
No, I wouldn't want Dallas to hear about the first time I banged someone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like I'm hiding it or anything. It's just I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem talking about my sexcapades.
I'm listening. I had a great first time.
Yeah. Oh, that was that right then and there
with them. Yeah. It was a great first time. And then we, as typical in the closet gay men, we would continue.
You had a lot of sleepovers.
We would continue. Yeah, we would do sleepovers, and then we would do a lot of parking lots and in the car stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is
sad.
So gay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, can't bring them home.
Right. Right. And then you would have girlfriends on the side.
Right.
And then go giggle in the car.
And go giggle and blow some dude on the corner.
That's our Roy. By the way, I'll be so curious if somebody listening to the show had no idea Roy was gay. You know, with the rap party, like never put Sterling together with a guy or, you know.
Well, Sterling was a wonderful woman's name.
Wow. Okay. Good stuff. Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
I don't know. I mean, nobody wants to hear more about my. I will say I do have a really funny story.
Is your first time like a porno like mine?
No. My first time was not. My first time was with my high school sweetheart, and it wasn't good. I don't know. Like it just, it's not good for her. I don't know what I'm doing.
I know someone.
Condoms are involved.
I know someone who, I want to make sure I remember this correctly. Their first time was with a football player in a locker room, and I'm like, that's a porno.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is
was it a guy?
Porno. Yeah, it was a guy, two guys.
Ah, sweet. But that's a good story. The quarterback and the long
and the
snapper.
Tight end.
Yeah, and the tight end.
It was a quarterback and I think the male cheerleader, too.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's not a true story. That's a porno.
That's what I'm saying. But his name was John. I know him.
So when I moved from New Jersey to Little Rock, the women in New York and like the metropolitan area just didn't put out. It's just they were very much like, you know, I don't know. They had like standards, I guess. Then I moved to Little Rock.
God forbid.
But I swear to God, this sounds rude, but it just is what it is. I moved to Little Rock and the women down there were like so open. Like mm-hmm. Like the first girl that I went out with when I moved to Little Rock as a 23-year-old in 1998, we went out to dinner. She got hammered. We went back to my apartment. I went into the bathroom to pee. I came out and she was naked on the bed and she's like,
whoa.
And I'm like, this doesn't happen in New York. Like, that's like the 10th date.
Right.
So I was like, and she was, again, she was very attractive blonde, right? With a kid. I had no idea at the time, but I found out she had a kid.
She got a trend with you and kids.
I had no idea though, you know? And then I moved to Tucson and I dated, Tucson's like right on the border of Mexico. And it was very different. A lot of the women had dark hair, dark skin. Mm-hmm. And I'd never seen that before. Like, you know, so I started dating this one girl and she was like very dominating.
Mm.
And I'd never been in that kind of situation before, but I was like all in, dude.
Did you like it?
So I'm not going to go into full details, but I'll just tell you this. I'm on the bed. On all fours,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And
what is going on?
Okay, and then she gets a phone call and goes, stay here, don't go anywhere. I'm like, okay.
Did she handcuff you to the bed?
No, I wasn't handcuffed. I was just, like, naked on all fours. And she gets on the phone, and it's, like, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. It's, like, eventually, like, it's, like, 10 minutes. And I'm like, I don't want to break this because I'm curious to see where this goes. And then all of a sudden, I hear, like, another voice. And I'm like, what the hell? Her brother had come to my apartment because we knew each other and they were outside talking and I'm on the bed naked on all fours waiting for her. So I go out and I'm like, hey, everything good? He's like, hey, man, yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
She turned around, she's like, I told you to stay there.
And I shit you not, she threw him out and turns to me and goes, I told you to stay in there.
No way.
And I was like, okay.
You're like, this is my place.
I'm like, man. I'm like a sheep, dude. Oh, the craziness.
You've been with a dominatrix?
So did you take the ball gag out before?
There was
or
no
after
ball gag,
went?
But
was there a safe word?
That was the first time that I had, yeah, and I was like, whoa.
Do you have to call her ma'am?
No, nothing like that. She was just, and apparently, I don't, again, just from living in Tucson for a year, being on the Mexican border, that Mexican women did that. Like, that
really?
Was a thing that.
I had a guy once.
They were very dominating.
I was talking to, and I was wanting to, you know, date. And he sent me, he was starting to send me some risque text messages. No photos, just like
right.
Clearly, you know, whatever. And then he drops this line casually, and he's like, I want you to duct tape me to a chair. And I was like, oh. And I never texted him back. I was like, that's not me.
Yeah.
That is not me.
Yeah, I mean, I did have a girl, and I told this story on the rap party before, who, and again, I moved to California, a whole different set of women, whole different territory, and she wanted
so
me to
how,
do
like,
kind
different
of like
areas of the country.
Yeah.
Find different.
Yeah, and she wanted to be dominated and forced, and I wasn't into that. Oof. To the point where she was like, no. And I'm like, I'm not role-playing that way.
Weird.
I'm not doing that. There was nothing attractive about it. So more stories from you, Loren.
Yeah, go ahead. You open
new,
up.
Yeah.
New.
Ball gas, yeah. Handcuffs. Do you have handcuffs? You do have handcuffs.
I might have handcuffs.
I gave them to you.
We've opened up about our sexapades.
No, have you had sex on a bed of money?
I'm not answering that.
She has.
You know the answer to that question.
Have you ever had sex while clothed, both of you, like a quickie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had...
No, okay, we're done.
Have you ever
we're
had done. Sex I'm and then immediately rolled over and took a spoonful of caviar?
No. We're done.
Have you ever had sex and rolled over and realized Dallas was on that side of you?
No.
All right. That's a wrap party, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed our sescapades.
I don't. I'm just embarrassed that I revealed what I revealed.
This.
I don't
Let's
know.
Destroy it.
Delete.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.